is a Fox News alert still too close to call? I'm Dave Anthony, but Joe Biden's team is growing more confident this morning.
It's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people. But I'm optimistic about this outcome.
That was just after midnight. Now, a short time ago, a Biden campaign official told Fox News they believe Wisconsin and Michigan will go their way today. The Democratic nominee now has a slight lead in both those states and in Nevada, and if all three end up Biden blue, he would have the 270 electoral votes he needs.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country.
That was President Trump at about 2 a.m. at the White House. Upset vote counting was stopped in some states while he had big leads, so the president thinks he won the election.
We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now, the vote counting resumed this morning in Georgia. North Carolina is also not called yet, nor is Pennsylvania. The president has slim leads in those states. Fox's Tanya J. Powers live in Philadelphia.
Well, Dave, the unprecedented surge in absentee ballots, that's one of the reasons the count is expected to take a while here. Now, the Pennsylvania Secretary of State's number shows more than half of those mail-in ballots still have yet to be counted. While the president does have a lead of a few points right now here in Pennsylvania, a lot of votes around Philadelphia have not been tallied. That's considered a Democratic stronghold. It could shift the lead to Biden. For transparency, the Philadelphia City Commission has a live stream of poll workers counting and sorting those ballots on YouTube, Dave.
I'm telling you, Democrats are on track to add to their House majority. But in the Senate, Democrats flipped two seats and lost one, so they would need two more. And at the moment, Republicans have leads in races not called yet. On Wall Street, election uncertainty not a big deal. The Dow's up 400 points. The Nasdaq's up 300. America's listening to Fox News.
If you weren't happy with the big media this election, you need to watch Newsmax TV, the fastest-growing TV channel in America. Find great shows with Greg Kelly, Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, and more. Plus, see analysts like Dick Morris, Sean Spicer, Alan Dershowitz, Rudy Giuliani, and Kimberly Guilfoyle. Newsmax TV is on all the major cable systems, or find it free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, and more. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching today.
Dell Technologies just announced their Black Friday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors, plus there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/sbblackfriday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service, there's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center, and when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Do you have irrigation needs? Then you need Laurel Ag and Water. Laurel Ag and Water provides irrigation solutions, both large and small, across California and Arizona. From custom irrigation designs to rentals, Laurel can tailor a solution to provide sustainable, efficient, and reliable use of your water supply. Their state-of-the-art systems conserve precious resources while delivering increased return on investments. Committed to being your partner every step of the way, Laurel Ag and Water is the only company to offer a 3-year guarantee. Call Laurel Ag and Water today for a free estimate at 928-941-5039.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 96 today, 65 overnight tonight, light winds. Partly sunny, 97 tomorrow, 68 for tomorrow night, and Friday, sunny and 95, 59 Friday night. Cooler on the weekend with highs in the mid-70s on Saturday and Sunday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Good morning. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. This is Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning's Chamber Chatter is being brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. Thank you so much for sponsoring Chamber Chatter. This morning, I am pleased to say that we are going to be speaking with Linda Morgan from Visit Yuma. They've got a lot going on. I visited the new Visitor Center last week, so it's really exciting. But before we get to that, I know what we mainly wanted to talk about this morning was the Ag to Art Market that's coming up soon. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much for coming this morning. So tell me a lot more about Ag to Art Market, because I'm excited about farmers markets myself, so I want to hear all about this one.
Well, we started this last year with great success. The very first one that we had over 50 vendors, and by the last one, we had over almost 100 signed up, and the public really came out for it. We moved them all around the county, so we had one in Somerton and one in Welton and several here in Yuma, and our last one was canceled due to COVID, unfortunately, and
you know, that darn COVID's getting in the way of everything, isn't it?
It is. I'm so over it, as I know everyone is.
Right.
And but anyway, we wanted to bring it back to the first Sunday of every month. We did get a little aggressive and think that we were going to be able to have one in November. As you may know, we had to cancel it. It's so hard at this time to decide what to do and what not to do, and so we got a little bit of a late start. We had a late notification to our vendors and some issues still to work out with the venue. And so we do plan to have the December 6th one and then the first Sunday after that. And we do think that we'll extend it into the first April.
Oh, that would be great.
Of the month, mm-hmm. So that we actually do still get to have the same number of events. But this is called Ag to Art. It is, every vendor will have something to do with either agriculture or art, and art in every form. You can come out and have a booth. It's from 10 to 3, and we want to have entertainment and educational things like talks and demonstrations, and we just think it's going to be a lot of fun, just like last year. And we call it Ag to Art, Feeding the Body and Soul.
Okay, so that's awesome. Yeah, because the art, obviously. And so, like, when you talk about what kind of art, like, what kind of vendors, I mean, I'm sure, even though it hasn't started yet, I'm sure you've seen the vendor applications that have come in. So what kind of art are we talking about this year? What can people expect?
Well, we have everything from face painting, lots of dates and honey and citrus and things like glass art and jewelry and paintings, and there's some just really creative artists out there that bring their wares, and it's something different every time. So
right.
We always look forward to it. I have to bring a pocket full of money every every event.
That would be me, exactly. Although, a lot of them, I'm assuming that some of them probably use, like, the Square or the PayPal so that you can still take credit cards.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that was my guess. And so with the egg, we talked about the dates and the citrus. I mean, a lot of local farmers, is there other types of produce there as well, usually?
Well, excuse me.
Yeah.
We're production agriculture, so there's not a lot of farmers out there looking for a roadside stand or a farmer's market to sell their goods in, but they're extremely generous. And so if we have a youth group or some other group that's trying to raise funds, oftentimes we can find a farmer that will donate produce to them so that they can sell it there.
Oh.
So it's a win-win for everyone. We get to have fresh produce, and we do have a produce vendor who comes out and sells beautiful heirloom tomatoes and beets and other root vegetables, and so there is that out there.
Perfect. And I know that last year you moved it around. We talked about that already. But this year it's going to be at City Hall, correct? All Sundays?
Well, that was the plan. We're
okay.
Working on it. That's one of the things that we're working out, if we're actually going to have enough space there.
Okay.
And so all I can say is just stay tuned. We'll be putting the information out as soon as we have it, both for our vendors and our people who want to come and shop. We're super excited because December 6th, that's right in the thick of Christmas shopping.
So. Right, exactly, exactly. That'll be perfect. And so it's the first Sunday of every month. Certainly, hopefully December.
Yes.
With everything, at the chamber, we're doing the same thing. It's like, yeah, we're planning on having this, but pay attention because
right.
Things change. And then January, February, March, and then possibly April.
Correct.
What are the hours?
It's 10 to 3.
Okay.
And so we're. If it's cold, that lets us get a little warmer and lets us get out before it gets too cold. And, so not weather's not usually a problem here in Yuma, but
right, exactly. And cold, that's funny. I'm originally from Northern Illinois. I lived here a long time, but cold, cold is relative.
That's right. Well, yeah.
But by 10, it's usually warmed up a little bit, and by 3, it hasn't cooled down yet. 3, we're still hitting the peak of the day,
right.
So that's perfect. And
I have become a flatlander really quickly. So
I totally understand that. I do the same thing. So, definitely, I can't wait to check this out because this is something that, I love farmers markets. I love, I grew up in an agricultural community, so being able to go and buy everything fresh, and then the art is just, to me, like the, it's the icing on the cake, the fact that I can find local vendors and support local artists with what they're doing. I think that that's fabulous. So, shifting gears a little bit, because I want to talk about you guys have that beautiful new visitor center on Main Street downtown. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And because I visited it this weekend, and it's lovely. It's got so much stuff there. And speaking of art, you can get art there too,
right? It's we're super excited about it. It's 264 South Main Street, beautiful remodeled building, old building, and it's just a perfect location for us. And we're able to have a lot more merchandise, Yuma related. We've got Yuma Opoly.
I saw that.
Everything Yuma, about a Monopoly game, and great Christmas ornaments and things like that. Lots of Southwest things and information about what's going on here in Yuma. And we would welcome everybody to come on down and look at it.
Perfect. Well, let's get back to this after these messages. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, we offer essential services to help keep your home comfortable. We all know comfort is key in these challenging times. If your air system is giving you trouble, contact our team of professionally trained technicians. We are here for you 24/7 with same-day appointments available at 844-1-HOUR or visit us online at 1hourair.com.
Our comfort is just a call away.
are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. We are here this morning with Linda Morgan from Visit Yuma. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we were talking a little bit about the new visitor center. Yeah, I love that Yumaopoly. I saw that the Monopoly game is right up front when you first walk in.
Yeah.
You can see it. Even though it was really busy there this weekend, it was actually, there was still social distancing going on, so
right.
I'm not going to pretend, you know, but it was busier than I had anticipated when I was there this weekend, so it was really great. And the entire back wall is full of brochures and maps and of course, the beautiful new visitor's guide that just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
So, there's been a lot new going on. I mean, you've got the new visitor center. You've got a beautiful new website that I'm familiar with. You've got the new visitor's guide that I actually personally sent out to my family and friends that are going to be coming to Yuma
Great.
In the near future. So what can you tell us about the different materials that you now have available with all of this new stuff coming up?
Well, the visitor's guide comes out every October, and so it's here, and we're sending it out like crazy. People wait for it. And it is, so you'll see it around town.
Mm-hmm.
But we do welcome, businesses to come in and pick up bulk guides. So if you're a hotel and you want to have them in your lobby or, you know, really at any business, because they're great for not only visitors, but for locals as well to find out what's going on in Yuma. And it's just a wealth of information about the Yuma area. And so come on in, pick those up. And then, of course, you mentioned the website, and that's also something that we've been working on for over a year.
Right.
We are working with SimpleView, which is a destination marketing organization website developer.
Okay.
So now our website is up there with, you know, the big players in the tourism industry, and so we're really excited about that. Not only will you notice a lot of changes on the front end of the website, but on the back end, it's just amazing. The analytics and the things that we're going to be able to get from that. And so we're really excited. Hopefully you can, everyone can go to visityuma.com and look at that. And then, of course, the move. And we're also rolling out an entirely new membership structure. And so we've been very ambitious this October.
You've been taking this COVID downtime and turning it into uptime, apparently.
We've been busy.
Well, and like I said, I'm relatively new here, but that's where I go to visityuma.com, and clearly I pulled the visitor's guide, and then I actually sent it out to my family and friends, even family that wasn't planning on coming here. I was like, well, hey, I'm going to send this out.
Maybe they will now.
Well, maybe they will now, and not only that, but trying to encourage them to come visit because they hear Yuma, and they're like, well, what's in Yuma? So it's like, we've got a lot in Yuma. I mean, it's
right.
Amazing how much stuff we have here to do in Yuma. So I was pretty excited to see that and get that out to everyone. So help me clear this up a little bit because I'm sure you guys get the same thing we do. Visit Yuma, the new visitor center, is not the chamber. You're here on Chamber Chatter this morning with me.
We are not. We are not part of the city, which
nope.
People think.
Yep.
We are not part of the chamber. We are our own entity. We're a 501c6. And so we're...
Exactly.
We promote Yuma. So a lot of the work that we do outside of Yuma because we're trying to attract people here, but we're going to shows and,
right.
Our group sales manager just got back from a conference in Florida.
Okay.
And also one in Phoenix about small meeting market planners. And so we're out there really promoting Yuma and really talking about Yuma, keeping top of mind awareness
mm-hmm.
so that when people do start planning to have conventions and conferences again and when people start making travel plans, that they're thinking about Yuma.
Right, exactly. And so a lot of people, I'm sure you get that a lot. We get the same thing, you know, that we're part of the city. No, we are our own nonprofit 501c6 organization. It's not that we don't work closely with the city.
Right.
It's certainly not that we don't work closely with Visit Yuma because many of our goals are similar, but we are completely separate organizations with
right.
separate membership structures, separate locations, separate staff.
Boards. Yeah, boards.
Boards. Yeah. So with that in mind, you know, then we get questions. We get a lot of questions. So The front windows in the new visitor center are featuring a business right now. Is that something that's going to change? Are you rotating that? Is that something, or have you not even, I mean, it's brand new, so maybe you haven't even given any thought to that yet.
It's a lot of space to fill.
It is a lot of space.
80 inches up, and then a lot of storefront. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because we are right now putting together a contest that we're going to allow 8 members, it'll be on a first-come, first-served basis once we mention it, to come in and decorate for Christmas, basically a 4-foot section of that window.
Oh,
and so
that'll
there'll be
fun.
4 on one side and 4 on the other side, and then we'll have a contest. And everybody will get to come down and vote for which one they like the best, and then there'll be a prize.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a lot of fun.
And who gets to do this?
We'll put it out to our membership.
We have
over 400 members.
You have that many?
We do.
That's huge.
Yeah. And then we will, once we put it out and we announce it, the first 8 who sign up will get to, then we'll draw for area. So it will be completely random what space you get in there. And then you put your little poster in there, but this was decorated by this business. And
I would put live models in. I think that would win something. You know, child labor laws may stop me on some of it.
With Christmas decorations hanging from that.
Of course, and just Kathy all day, dear.
Oh, dear.
Or cats in trees.
Maybe, yeah, whatever, but you do have a lot of space.
There's a lot of space.
Hey, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it.
I got a question for New Year's Eve, because I'd like to start making New Year's Eve planning. We're assuming January's coming.
We're assuming. Yeah. I'm hoping that 2021 gets
here. I really want to do the lettuce drop.
I know.
It is one of the top attractions across the whole country.
Yeah.
I have people from Virginia that want to come visit the lettuce drop.
We've had...
I've assured them it's going to happen. Linda would not let me down.
Well, you know what? If it was up to Linda, we would absolutely be doing it. And we're hopeful. We're very hopeful. Just like the holiday parade, the electric light parade. I mean,
is that one still on at this point?
It is still on, and we're taking applications for floats and for entries into the parade. And
I've never done one, but I always attended. It's wonderful.
Oh, it is. You know, normally we have more than 40,000 people come out and line the streets. And one of the things that we have talked about doing is moving the grandstand area off of Main Street, because just to lessen some of the congestion on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And but you know, it's an outdoor event.
I didn't even realize you had a grandstand, because the whole thing, right, it's along the whole line. I mean, the whole street is covered with people.
Oh, right.
Everywhere.
Absolutely. But that's where our announcer is. That's where our sponsor chalets are. And our judges sit on Main Street, typically right there in front of Gowan. And so that's what we're talking about, is moving that.
And what day is that?
It's December 12th.
Yes.
Do you have a theme yet for that? And I was going to make some suggestions, but I would be careful.
We're going to have to take his microphone away, I can tell you already.
No, I was thinking like, you know, COVID mask or something.
No, you know what? We figured people needed to really get back to being normal and
good
traditions.
For you.
And so it's
good for
your
you.
Favorite Christmas tradition.
So yes, favorites. Go back into traditionals and favorites, whatever it is. And people need to get out, Linda.
Yes.
And that's what you do.
I know. We want to do it. Like I said, we're going forward with the Ag to Art. We're going forward with the parade. Hopefully with
lettuce. And I've got people lined up that are going to make the trip. I just am counting on you.
One of our board members is wearing a hat that advertised his business over in California, Middle California. And somebody came up to him and said, "Hey, we're coming for New Year's. We already have our reservations." So, yes, I mean, last year we had a tremendous amount of marketing from around the world. We were even in Germany because of the
uniqueness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I don't know if you're taking credit for the whole thing. You should, but it was something that resonated somehow.
Absolutely.
And when I get calls from Virginia and say I'm coming out, because you're so unique, I'm like, really? I mean, yeah, really. Let's do that.
It is. It is pretty cool.
We won't know for a while if things will be back to normal.
Well, what is normal?
I was just going to say, or if we're going to have a new normal. That's my concern.
You and I are going to have a talk later.
Yeah, okay.
I got to tell you my favorite electric light parade story. Can I do that?
Sure.
All right. Because she gave me a microphone.
But with caution.
Last year, I took my granddaughter, who was two. Or no, but she was taken away from me because she was put on a float. So I was regulated to the street to watch her go by. So I prepped the crowd on the entire side of my street. When she comes by, just yell, Caitlin, her name, yell. And I said, she's 2 years old. Remember, she's two. And I kept going up and down. I cheerleaded the whole thing. The entire side of the street stood up and yelled, Caitlin. She was confused for a week.
Oh, no. Probably scared her.
She had no idea that she was so popular. I don't know how I'm going to top that this year, but we're going to work on it.
Well, you better save some money for the therapy.
She thinks she's a diva.
Real quick, I know that we also wanted to, before we run out of time, because I don't want to run out of time, the tour. Tickets for the tours went on sale this past week, correct?
They have, for most of them. There's a few that we're not going to be able to do this year, and we're still holding out hope that we'll be able to do tours out at YPG. But tour tickets did go on sale for the Field of Feast. We're doing all kinds of things, like only 30 on a bus and wearing masks, and we're going to put some plexiglass in the bus so that when the farmer's speaking, they'll be behind plexiglass. So we're trying to make them safe. They're outside a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, AWC, who does the lunch, they're, they're taking necessary precautions. And so we are doing, I think it's 13 of those this year, the Field of Feast tours, which are so popular and so educational and so much fun. People just love them. We're doing 6 date night dinners. Again, we're limiting the number of people. We're doing all sorts of things to comply with the social distancing. And we're just going to see how it goes, because it is true. I mean, people just, they really do want to get out and they want to have these experiences. And we don't want to lose the momentum.
Right. I think everybody wants to get out at this point. I think everybody.
Yeah. I did just see yesterday, I got the report on the 2% hospitality tax. And it's up on the year, which is July, August, and September, and it's up 1.5%. It was
amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're having more travel from California than most people realize.
Yeah.
In fact, our PAC center is completely booked.
Yes.
With all of that, because they can't do anything in California. And even though we're limited and we may, whine a little bit, me included, about masks and things, in California, they're locked down.
Mm-hmm, right.
So they're renting our sports areas,
right,
and booking our hotels and eating in our restaurants. Gosh,
absolutely,
darn it! Isn't that wonderful?
It is great. It is great to see. But yes, the PAC is doing great. They're booked every weekend, and our hotels are doing great as a result. Also, WTI just left, and that was a really big WTI crowd, and so.
There is
we're very fortunate. We're doing far better than many areas of the country as far as our hospitality. So we're cautiously optimistic.
Well, I hope everyone will check out visityuma.com to find everything. Check out the new guide. Check out the new visitor center downtown. And certainly, like everything, please watch their Facebook page. Visit Yuma's Facebook page. I know that they're really great about making sure that, like, when they had to cancel, unfortunately, this week's Egg to Art show, they had it on their Facebook page. So stay tuned to their Facebook page to make sure you're getting all the latest information. This is Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed,
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Is your air conditioning system ready? This is Russ Clark for my friends at Quick Refrigeration. They have been cooling and heating Yuma since 1955, and they can replace your old and inefficient AC system. Now is the best time to replace your AC system. Special financing is available for up to 60 months. New AC systems are 30 to 40% more energy efficient than those installed just 10 years ago. Bottom line, Quick Refrigeration can keep you cool and save you money. Special financing and reduced energy bills are yours. All you have to do is place a call and request a visit from one of their professional technicians. Start the saving today. Call Quick Refrigeration at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and getting your tax refund is as important as ever. The locally owned and operated H&R Block offices in the Yuma community are here to help you safely get your taxes done. Just drop off your documents at H&R Block, and a tax pro will do the rest. We'll get through these challenging and uncertain times together, Yuma. So if you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
AM 560. Oh, never mind. It's your show.
Go. Microphone away from me now, too. This is Chamber Chatter, at least I think it is. This is Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we are on 560 KBLU with Russ Clark, who is trying to steal my show, but that's okay. I'm really stealing
him. That was just muscle memory.
We have a good time down here at the station for those people that don't know that. Russ, for the next half hour, we were just going to chat about what's going on with the chamber, because kind of like Visit Yuma, we've got a lot going on, but everything keeps changing on us.
It's okay. We're tolerant. We understand.
Yeah, it's been a little bit crazy down there, but we are going to be having our first mixer in person. Real thing. Isn't that
And I think that's wonderful, and I'm all about choice anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we all know the issues at hand, and
we know
that there's people that are very susceptible to a COVID infection that should stay locked away.
Yeah.
But then we also know that there's some that have had it or not susceptible or whatever, and we need to continue living life where we can in those areas.
It was one of those things where we are in the office getting kind of like, okay, we're still locked up. But we were talking, D&H Electric basically came to us and said, we still want to have the mixer.
Brett does the best ones.
Yeah, well, this is all new to me, but so I hear, yeah. Although I no zip line this year. I did get the no zip line this year. Apparently the company that they... get the zip line from, sold the zip line. It's in California now where they can't use it anyway. So
I never did the zip line, but I watched it. You know, I'm a spectator.
Oh, I might have tried the zip line. But so this year you're going to have to come try out. There's a mechanical bull and a wipeout machine.
Does not surprise me, but did not know.
So, yeah. So this year, there's still going to be a lot of fun stuff there.
Santa Claus is always there, so you know. Fred's dad is Santa Claus.
No. If Santa comes, it's Santa. It can't be
Fred's
dad.
That's what I meant.
Okay, perfect. I'm like, you have a granddaughter. Come on.
I might bring her. That's right.
Awesome. So, yeah. So that's pretty awesome. But be sure. There's a couple of big things. First of all, so D&H Electric did apply with the city to have the event. We are allowed to have over 50 people.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's a big lot. It's outdoors, so
it's outdoors. It's also in their warehouse, so we'll have the bays open and everything to make sure that we're getting the air circulation if we are indoors.
Yeah.
The tables will be separated. Chairs at the tables will be separated. Masks will be required. You know, typical stuff.
You could do 200 people there and keep 6 foot. That's not
right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we do. So they did file for the permit to be allowed to have the over the 50 people, but in order to make sure that we're keeping it the 200 people, even though the mixer is still complimentary, you do have to RSVP. You have to pre-register so that we know who's going to be there. So.
It's just smart.
Yeah, exactly. So for those people who don't know where to find that, it's on yumachamber.org. We've got there's an events button right at the top of the page.
Just look for the electric bowl and follow.
There you go. There you go. And, of course, on our Facebook page, we have that, too. And then same thing, you know, our expo, you know, it was supposed to be in September. The plan was to have it in September, and then it got postponed to the first weekend in November, and clearly I'm not talking about it, so that's not happening.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because that's a big deal.
It's a
nice deal.
Yeah.
And it's good for businesses. It's good for the attendees.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's just there was no way to do it. I mean, there was just simply no way to make sure that the booths were distanced and the people were distanced, and it just was like... So I remember one of the first things I did, you know, when I came to the chamber, I remember telling the board in my interviews that, no, I'm not going to change anything for like the first 6 months. I want to see. Yeah. Well, apparently I was mistaken because I came in and started changing things.
Yeah. And you've got an active board. They're going to help you.
I do. I have an amazing board.
They're
going
to make sure you continue to stay on that changing
things. So one of the things was I'm like, well, I want to do something because I felt like people needed that outlet. People needed to be able to get out, and businesses needed to find a way to promote what they do in person. And so the golf tournaments that I had run up in the, Phoenix area, sorry, but it was Phoenix area, we had booths on the golf course.
Sure.
I mean, so our hole sponsors, instead of, for example, you know, they're used to hole sponsors, from what I can tell around here, having a sign at the tee box or a sign near the putting green or a sign whatever, which is great. But our hole sponsors are actually going to be allowed to have a booth at the hole.
Live models?
Well... If that's what they want to put in their booth, okay. I mean, so why are you going to put one there? We still have whole sponsorships available.
I'm going to stand there and wave. That's what's good to booth without that.
Yeah, so we, so basically they'll be able to bring out if they want, and the golf course will help them. It's going to be at Desert Hills on December 12th.
So it is on the books.
It is. It's on the books. It's going. We've already been selling it. So it is same day as the Electric Light Parade. So please come out that morning and golf with us, and then take a little nap in the afternoon, and then sure you make it out to the parade that night. So our hole sponsors, it's called a hole sponsorship, but it's really a booth. So basically they'll be able to bring like a 10x10 pop-up if they want. With a table and chairs.
And man it. They'll be there.
And they are allowed to man it. Now, if it's somebody that's like, well, I'm not available that day, but I still want to be a hole sponsor, well, we'll still put up the sign for you. I mean, that just because you're not there doesn't mean we won't give you the recognition. But it is an opportunity, and then we do have the social distancing because, of course, the four players that are coming through will be able to, talk with the people there. And it's kind of like having a controlled expo. Basically, the booths are way more than 4 6 feet apart because they're at each level.
Yeah.
And the players are coming through. Exactly. Possibly more than that. You know, how many yards is a par five?
No. Like 500. Yeah.
Exactly.
500 feet or something. Yeah.
And then basically we'll have groups of four coming through, clearly.
Right.
And they also somewhat get a captive audience, depending on how many players we have, because any golfer knows that you don't get to the tee box and just get to go. You've got to wait for the group ahead of you.
Well, in my booth, I would promise not to talk if you bought something. Yeah, I'll muzzle myself.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Otherwise, your backswing is going to get some comments.
I was just going to say, those of you that can't hear, Tanya just quietly behind the camera over here on Facebook Live said, oh, that would sell out.
She knows well. She does.
It's all good. And then we do have other sponsorships, just like typical golf tournaments have, but they also will have the opportunity to have booths. Because Desert Hills has actually agreed to move the tees back a little bit on the driving range. And we're going to put some booths out there. We will be able to have booths, like, next to registration. We'll be able to have booths up by the clubhouse. So when people are picking up breakfast and lunch, they can go to the booth then. So we're having an expo. We just are throwing in some golf.
It's good for me. It's good for me.
It
was a great social event in the past, and I used to use it for communication training.
Okay.
I would, because it was such a great group of people, I could point out to trainees, you know, Miss Yuma County pageant people, whatever, how different people were trying to sell communications, mm-hmm. tell me something about the people, and it was great to study. Body language.
Okay.
So you're messing me up by not having it.
Sorry.
Maybe I'll have to go play golf.
Maybe you'll have to come play golf. I mean, it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be able to see, you know, all the booths anyway. And oh, yeah, and you can win a car.
Oh, gosh. No, that usually means hole-in-one. So
it does usually mean a hole-in-one.
Yeah.
Although, you know what, of all the people that I know that have had holes in one,
mm-hmm.
it's usually not the avid golfers. I mean, it's just because a lot of it's luck.
You're exactly right. But the comment I get from people when I play is, oh, Russ, I see you don't play much.
Oh, dear. Well, that's okay. You know, I just played in a tournament a few weeks ago in the U of A alumni one, and I warned the person who invited me that, you know, I mean, I haven't swung a club. Well, other than at Top Golf, which is not the same thing, I'm like, I haven't swung a club in several years. I don't know if you're going to really want me on the team.
You found out you were better?
No, what he said was, do you drink beer?
Yeah.
As long as you're out there to have a good time, I don't care how you swing the club. So that worked out.
So this being your inaugural here in Yuma, it's got to be tough because you're used to this type of job. That's why you're here, because you know what you're doing. You've been engaged. You've been doing all those things. And you get here and you say, oh, by the way, you can't do anything because we've got the COVID crisis.
Exactly. It's been a bit interesting.
That's like, hurry up and get here and tie your hands.
Uh-huh.
So what is it? And you're getting creative with the booths out on the car. But what else can we do? I mean, the things available to us is Skype or communications through phone, but that's not usually going to get done what you want done.
It's not the same. You know, I mean, in fact, that's kind of one of the things, you know, for 10 years I ran a national organization where I had to do everything through Zoom or Skype or we did a lot of GoToWebinar, GoToMeeting kind of thing, you know, because we're talking 2007, so we're talking a couple years ago. So all of this technology stuff is not new to me. My board meetings were actually through, like, GoToMeeting or Google Hangouts, because that's the only way to do it. If your president is... You know, at one point, my president was in Tampa, Florida, and my treasurer was in Boston. And, you know, my president-elect might be in Denver. And, you know, they can't meet monthly anyway other than using technology. But I was a very strong supporter. We actually had discussed, we had two times a year where we got together in person. And it had been discussed, maybe we should go ahead and start doing some of that virtually, too. And I went, no. You lose a lot.
Sometimes.
You lose a lot. But there's still definitely things. I mean, we did a lot of, like, webinars and that kind of stuff. And so if this continues, I mean, I'm hoping we get back to Lunch and Learns. We actually have already...
It can't. There's rebellions going on now.
Yeah, I mean...
And the businesses that we're all in, and we're all in business that are in the chamber...
Right.
We meet with people. There's very few of us that can run a business, unless you're a webinar business... that isn't going to have to actually meet and work with people. So it's got to get back to where it is. And I think it's patience that's going to get us there, but mine's running thin.
Yeah, I think most people's are running thin. It's been really tough, and it's been really tough to come in and try to figure out, you know, what I figured when I said that I wasn't going to change things for 6 months, it was so I could see how the chamber was already doing things for the first 6 months. But I'm not seeing it anyway. I mean, because the chamber, nobody is doing things the way they did a year ago.
Correct.
Nobody. And so, you know, ordinarily I'd have been able to see the first expo and kind of get, a feel for how it had been run in the past. And it's not to say I might not have had ideas on how to improve it, but on the same token, at least I could have seen that foundation. And there was no way for me to do that this year because it just simply didn't happen.
I'm not worried about it at all because the board is so good.
They are.
Great people around you, and the continuity for the good things that are happening are going to come right along and allow you to grab them by the ear and tweak them if you like.
They do. And we're getting three new board members pretty soon, but the candidates are all great too, so I'm not worried about that at all.
I'm going to start applying to be a candidate now so that I can harass you on a more regular basis.
That's all I need.
You need to take a break right now.
Okay. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Listen to Sean Hannity weekdays from noon to 3 right here on 560 AM KBLU. Sean Hannity's brought to you by Liberty Motorsports on Arizona Avenue for all the best motorsports products in the industry, plus your service needs since 1981.
Fox News on AM 560 Radio is brought to you by Air Central Heating and Cooling. Kennedy said, "Only a few generations have been granted the role of defending freedom in its hour of maximum danger. You and I are that generation."
Truckmates, you must fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspension, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessory for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Tune in each morning for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Start your flight off right and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Brewer's before your flight. Enjoy the calm, relaxing atmosphere and let your local airport family take care of you. Fly local and fly Yuma.
The Russ Clark Show is brought to you by Quick Refrigeration, now offering excellence in professional plumbing services as well as heating and air conditioning. Visit them at getcoolquick.com and listen to Russ Clark Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Good morning. You are listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, and you guys are stuck with me this morning. Kimberly Kale, I'm the executive director for the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, because we're going to take a little time and talk about what's going on with Chamber. And of course, I'm here with Russ Clark, who is a fixture at the radio station.
I'm locked in.
You're locked in, exactly. But we have a lot of fun in the studio, so it's great.
But you're new to Yuma. Have you moved here?
I have moved. I have moved. My furniture actually moved finally, too, which is a plus.
That's nice that they decided to tag along, you know, the furniture came with.
Well, because, you know, I started at the Chamber. My first day at the Chamber was September 2nd, but it was virtual. First day on the job was virtual.
When you applied.
Yeah.
How much did you know about Yuma? What did you know?
Very little.
It was a bathroom stop on the way to San Diego.
Yes, it was.
It was the hottest place on the planet. There was nothing there but a bathroom.
It is interesting.
That's a Phoenix type understanding.
Well, and I will admit that, you know, what you see of Yuma from the apes is not Yuma.
No, it's not.
It's not even close to being Yuma. I mean, it's.
And yet you applied anyway.
I did.
So you expected something more, obviously.
I had been to Yuma, at least, and my next-door neighbor was from Yuma. I knew a little bit more than the bathroom stop on the way to San Diego.
we don't even take it as an insult, I don't think. But because it's so universally misunderstood.
I kind of do. I mean, as funny as that sounds, because, you know, when we were first discussing moving here, it was like, Yuma? Why are you moving to Yuma? And I already got defensive. Mm-hmm. I'll admit.
But here's a nice thing. When somebody says it's a bathroom stop, it's a great opportunity. Oh, my goodness, you don't understand the richness.
Mm-hmm.
So now now you hear more and you've seen more,
mm-hmm.
although you came in with some understanding. Any surprises, anything that stands out as being more than you had even imagined as far as entertainment or farming, agriculture, outdoors? And what do you find the most attractive?
Well, there's a few things. One, you know, I had done a lot of research before I sent in my resume, so that helped.
I mean,
to the point where, I mean, I not only had research, I'd of course been on the Visit Yuma website and the Chamber's website and researched a lot of things, right down to I had pulled the Chamber's financials. So, I mean, I wanted to know what I was getting myself into, although I will admit I did not know what I was getting myself into.
Well, you can't completely.
No. It was... I, as John put it, John Curtis, my predecessor, who most people know, I mean, if they're listening to Chamber Chatter, they really know, you know, John. As John put it, I understood the job, because I've been doing this for 22 years. I mean, I've been running nonprofit membership organizations since my mid-20s.
Like 10 years.
Well, I tell everybody my first one in 1998, I was 10, mm-hmm. so that's how that works. I did not understand the position, if that makes sense.
Yes.
I didn't realize my previous membership organizations were not as public, I guess, as this one. It's taking me a little getting used to walking into a restaurant or walking into a store and people knowing who I am right off the bat. That's not a problem. I grew up in a very small town with a dad who was in everything. I'm used to the whole, okay, it takes us 30 minutes to get from the front door of a restaurant to our table because everybody's going to stop my dad and talk to him. I just am not used to it being me that's being stopped from the front door. But as far as anything surprising about Yuma, no. Yes and no.
I mean, you knew we had river pictures
landing.
I knew
we had a river.
We had some open desert agriculture that is like...
Yeah.
Kind of takes people's breath away when they see the vastness of it, particularly if you can take a small plane and fly it around for a little bit.
But I find it beautiful.
It is.
I mean, you have to under... I mean, I grew up with farmers. I mean, aunts and uncles' farms. I used to play on my grandma's farm.
But this isn't like that.
It's beautiful.
You haven't yet, and I know you haven't because the season hasn't really gotten a swing. Been able to go to San Luis at 4 in the morning to see the number of people coming across the border to file into the different buses, like 20,000 people a day to file into the buses to get out to the agriculture. It is actually a huge business with a small town flair, and it's really, and they all know each other,
mm-hmm.
and they all like each other, and the farmers help each other. Which is not normal business for big cities or many industries, but it is in this industry. So the likability factor of Yuma is on a huge scale.
It is. And, you know, I think actually probably my biggest surprise is I knew this was a huge military town. I mean,
sure.
Clearly. I mean, you can't not. I mean, but I live near Luke. And and the feelings for the military here are, from what I can tell, I mean, very different. You know, living where I lived up there, what I usually heard was noise complaints.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, the base was there first.
Well, but look, I didn't put $400,000 in this house next to an airport to listen to airplanes.
Yeah, you know what? I have to tell you, so this has nothing to do with the chamber, but really funny story. So for my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, we went to England. Well, we actually went to the UK for 2 weeks. And we took a tour, and it took us to Windsor Castle and to Stonehenge and to Bath. And we asked our tour guide, what's the funniest story? I mean, I'm a firm believer there's no such thing as stupid questions, but sometimes questions do kind of throw you off a little bit.
They can be funny.
They can be funny. And so we asked him, what's the funniest thing you can tell us? And he said, the funniest question I've ever gotten was, why did they build the castle so close to the airport?
But I think that mentality exists for the people around Luke Air Force Base.
I think it does.
And
whereas around here, I mean, I know that in talking with Antonio, who's out at, you know, MCS Yuma, who gets those noise complaints, I know that they still get some. But to me, I told him, I live in the flight path. you know, in the flight path. And I said, I look at it, it's like a free air show, especially with WTI going on. It was like a free air show every single day.
And it's amazing if you look across where the fairgrounds is,
mm-hmm.
the amount of people that stop and put out their lawn chairs
oh, yeah.
just to watch and clap every time they come over.
Yeah.
It's actually refreshing and really nice after living in many places like you just came from.
Right.
Where it was complaints. Years ago, we had a letter to the editor that complained about the Harriers and said they should all move it out into the desert away from all the people. And I remember reading it. I was on air, and I read it on air because it was outrageous. I didn't think the letters to the editor to bash this guy on who should move out into the desert were ever going to quit. It was ongoing because the people in Yuma support, embrace the military.
And like I said, and I knew it, but I didn't know it, if that makes sense. I mean, I didn't understand it quite to the level that now that I'm here, literally, so far every day this week, I have had a meeting of some sort that affects the military, whether it's, you know, working with military spouses on making sure that they are employed. You know, due to COVID, I mean, one of the things that it didn't surprise me, but it's still very upsetting. I was talking with someone, military spouses after this COVID thing, their unemployment rate is 32%.
Ouch.
32%.
It makes sense, but I wouldn't have thought about it.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I didn't really think about it. As soon as she said it, the number wasn't surprising, but it is still upsetting.
Yeah.
And now, clearly, that's nationwide, not just necessarily here in Yuma, but...
Well, and military spouses are transient.
They are.
We know. But great resources for local people. But in times like this, they're not going to be utilized.
Exactly. And so that's been hugely painful for them. And we've talked about other different things. You know, a lot of the things are changing this year as far as, like, the free Thanksgiving dinners and the holidays and everything. So... Yesterday, I just had somebody come to me and say, hey, we're short on funding for Thanksgiving dinners. Can the chamber help us out? Mm-hmm. And we're literally like, you know what? Follow us back to the office. We'll cut you a check. Because the chamber clearly is a huge supporter of the local military, just as most humans are. I mean, the chamber is just an extension of how the businesses support the military, and we're doing the same thing.
Well, the military is a big part of our business
exactly.
in Yuma. It is business. Mm-hmm. And they're the largest employer. So, yeah, they're going to be a big part of the chamber.
So speaking of which, that actually brings something up with the chamber. We actually just launched yesterday. We are doing a Walmart gift card drive for local families. Again, just like we talked about with the military spouses, I mean, 32% unemployment. That boggled my mind when she said that. And so a lot of military families with the holidays coming need just, you know, a little extra boost. That's all. They're relying on one income. A lot of them are away from their homes, you know, for the first time this might be their baby's first Christmas because so many of our military are young families and whatever. And so I know it was started last year, and so this year we're going to do the same thing where we are asking people to, I mean, if they want to bring us $100 Walmart gift cards, that saves me from having to go buy them. But if they are not going to be at Walmart or don't want to do it that way, they can actually go right to our website, plug in their credit card information, and send the money to the chamber, and they can donate that. And we are actually giving away a beautiful metal wall plaque. It's 24 inches by 14 inches. It's got an American flag, and then in kind of the stripes, it's got an outline of the raising of the flag at Iwo Jima.
Oh, wow.
It's absolutely beautiful. There's a picture of it on our website. So I encourage everyone to not only donate, you know, for the Walmart gift cards because it's the right thing to do, but also you will have an opportunity to win this beautiful metal sculpture that there's a photo on our website. And so this 30 minutes went fast. There's a lot going on at the chamber. Please visit our website, yumachamber.org. This was Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work and not bed all day. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.